This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Out on the receiving end of those payments, by the way, besides the retirees and active duty military and big giant defense contractors, are hundreds or more likely thousands of small businesses. The Delaware Steel Company out of Fort Washington, Pennsylvania is one of them. Lisa Goldenberg is the president of that company. Lisa, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai. I'm glad to be here.
What's it like for you, Lisa, with your biggest customer now out of business, I imagine?
With the shutdown, orders can't come in. There's no one to fill out the paperwork. There's no one to place the orders. So it's taking a slow system and slowing it down even more.
Explain to me how it works. You get a request for a proposal from the government and you give them a quote back? Is that?
Yeah, generally it works like that. Most of my accounts are people who are actually doing the government work. So they call me, not the government itself. And so, for example, we've been working on an order, about a $125,000, $150,000 order. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, a terrific customer said, all right, it's a deal. I'll get you the paperwork on Monday. Because when they came in on Monday, they expected the paperwork from their government. However, there was no paperwork that came. So now I don't have the order. They don't have the order. And the person who actually does the work also doesn't have the order. The truckers who move the steel, nobody has the order.
But what happens then, Lisa, when the government does eventually open up, as it will in theory do? Are you going to be able to bounce right back? I mean, these orders are ready to go and boom, or no?
No, of course not. There's a ramping up, so things take a while. This is a big economy. So if we're just looking at my small business, you know, it'll take us a few hours and then you dispatch the trucks and then the trucks go in. Well, they were already scheduled to do all that. So now everybody said, hurry up and stop. Yeah. Now, hopefully in a week or two or three, we're going to come in and we're going to say, hurry up again. So sure, you ramp up and you make up time. But how about the other orders that now didn't come in?
Right.
So you can't make up for lost time. It sounds so trite, but it's very, very true.
What are your crews, what are your folks saying in the break room as you walk by, whenever they get a coffee break or whatever? What are they saying?
It's interesting, Kai. They're really not talking about steel per se. What they're saying is it doesn't feel fair. They're all just sort of making it, or their brother-in-law's out of a job, or their sister-in-law's just barely paying the rent. And if those people are sent home without pay, it feels unfair because it has nothing to do with the work they're doing. They struggle to get the jobs. They struggle to keep the jobs. And now they're theoretically doing a good job and yet sent home, not for poor performance, not for anything other than things that have nothing to do with the worker. And they're angry and they're frustrated because they don't know how to affect change in their day-to-day lives. Hmm. It's like being held hostage, to be perfectly honest. That's how it feels to me, and that's what my employees are saying. It's a hostage crisis. It's not a government shutdown.
Lisa Goldenberg is the president of Delaware Steel Company. That's in Pennsylvania. She is also the president of the Association of Steel Distributors. Lisa, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.